家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是麦杨林，来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
好，今天我们要一起来聊聊戒烟有什么好方法，看看不同工作场合的着装要求，还要告诉你怎么说得寸进尺。
I feel like the dress code in DC is just formal. I see suits everywhere.
没错，每天一上地铁都一片黑压压。好了，西装男，咱们言归正传，先来进入第一个单元。
Learn a word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
Hallmark. Hallmark is spelled H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K. Hallmark.
Hallmark, 意思是特点、标志。
A strong defense has always been the hallmark for our team.
我们球队最大的特点是防守能力强。
Personalized customer service has been our hallmark for over 20 years.
贴心的客户服务20多年来始终是我们的特色。
Renewable technology development has been the hallmark for Stephen Chu's tenure as the U.S. Secretary of Energy.
朱棣文在任美国能源部长期间，政策核心一直是可再生能源的开发。好的，今天我们学习的词是
Hallmark, Hallmark, Hallmark.
看看美国推广可持续能源，我真羡慕。这次回北京，每天都是雾霾天，想想小时候的蓝天，真让人沮丧。
Yeah, you should not develop your economy at the cost of the environment. It took London 40 years to fix its fog problem. I hope Beijing can fix it soon.
I don't know. It seems like we're pushing our luck. I really want the old Beijing back, the blue sky and the fresh air. You don't even need air conditioning in the summer.
We'll keep our fingers crossed, but you just mentioned an idiom, push one's luck. Let's check it out.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第831讲，我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson.
我先生牙齿不好，但又特别不喜欢去看牙医。前不久，他补过的一颗牙里的填料掉了出来。我劝他赶紧去找牙医修补。这不，一个月过去了，他还是没给牙医打电话预约。或许现在那颗牙是不疼，不过谁都知道，这是迟早的事儿。这倒让我想起了今天要学的习惯用语，叫做
Push one's luck. Push is spelled P-U-S-H and luck, L-U-C-K.Push one's luck.
大家都知道，动词 push 是推的意思， luck 是运气。
Push one's luck.
这个习惯用语的意思是，有点运气就得寸进尺，贪心不足。就说我先生吧，牙里的填料掉了，但是牙却不疼，够幸运的吧？但是他却得寸进尺，不赶紧去找牙医修补，这就叫
push his luck.
我早上开车，路上听了一个关于汽车保养的节目，主持人念了一封听众寄来的电子邮件，让我们一起听听看。
Every time I get my oil changed, the mechanic reminds me to bring the car back in another 3,000 miles. Now I see that I've driven almost 8,000 more miles and still haven't had any problem. Do you think I'm pushing my luck? Or do I really need to get my car serviced again?
每次我去换机油，车铺的人都提醒我，每开3000英里就要来换一次机油。可是现在我都开了8000英里了，车子还是好好的，没有出现任何问题。你觉得我这样做是贪心不足吗？我是不是真的需要把车开到修车行去保养呢？
要让我说啊，这个人绝对是在
push his luck。
车子的定期保养是绝对不能放松的。好的。让我们再来听听上面那段话。
Every time I get my oil changed, the mechanic reminds me to bring the car back in another 3,000 miles. Now I see that I've driven almost 8,000 more miles and still haven't had any problems. Do you think I'm pushing my luck? Or do I really need to get my car serviced again?
刚才我们说到车子要定期保养，老实说，我也犯过类似的错误。那天我鞋的后跟掉了， 我就自己粘了回去，打算坚持两天，周末有时间了再拿去修。我得意洋洋地穿着鞋去上班，结果上班的路上鞋跟又掉了下来，害得我当众出丑。我当时唯一的想法就是
I shouldn't have pushed my luck。
在下面这个例子中，一群登山爱好者要做出一项十分艰难的选择，让我们一起听听看。
My friend and I had planned this climb for months, and there we were, almost to the top. But the sun was going down on us. Did we want to try and hurry? We decided not to push our luck and risk an accident. After all, the mountain could wait until morning.
我跟朋友们策划这次行动已经好几个月了，眼看就要到山顶的时候，偏偏太阳下山了。我们要决定是否继续攀登，但是大家最后决定还是不要铤而走险，可以等到早上，以免发生事故。
英语里面有一句常说的话叫做
Better safe than sorry，
意思是宁可加倍小心，也要比发生意外好。还好这些登山爱好者比较明智，没有
push their luck，
否则的话发生意外后悔可就晚了。 Push one's luck这个习惯用语可以追溯到20世纪，也有人说的更简单，就叫
push it。
我可以说我先生不赶紧去看牙医是在 push it， 我没有及时去修鞋也是在
push it。
看来呀，我们大家都有这种时候。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是魏然，
我是 Doug Johnson。
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲，谢谢各位的收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time,
我们下次节目再见。
Yeah, I always push my luck when it comes to dental problems. I would think it's just a small cavity that can be fixed in a heartbeat, but it always turns out to be a bigger problem.
Exactly. You need to fix any health problems as soon as possible.Otherwise, you don't know what's going to happen. You just gotta nip it in the bud.
没错，消灭在萌芽状态。
Actually, in today's business etiquette, we are going to talk about a thing that can affect your health. Smoking. Let's get some tips about how to quit smoking.
礼节美语。
Daisy 在公司的走廊上跟同事 Johnny 打招呼。
Hey, Johnny. Good to see you. How have you been? I haven't seen you in almost a month.
11 days, 6 hours, 21 minutes, and let me see, 20-something seconds.
11 what?
11 days since my last cigarette.
Hey, good for you. High five.
Daisy 将近一个月没有见到 Johnny. Johnny 在这期间把烟戒了，戒烟已经持续了
11 days, 6 hours, 21 minutes, and 20-something seconds.
11天, 6小时, 21分钟, 20几秒。Daisy 对 Johnny 表示赞扬, 说
Good for you.
有你的。这时候同事 Kathy 凑了过来。
Good afternoon. What are we celebrating?
Johnny here has been trying to quit cigarettes for years.
And today, I'm almost 2 weeks into my program.
Wow, congratulations.I quit 10 years ago, but then again, I was never really a serious smoker.
Johnny here was a 3-pack-a-day man.
You smoked 3 packs a day? That's some hardcore smoking. So it must have been very difficult to quit.
Well, I've only been smoke-free for 11 days, so I can't pat myself on the back too much. But yes, it has been really tough. Probably the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Kathy 说自己是十年前戒的烟。但戒烟前其实抽的也不是很多。
I was never a serious smoker.
这一点跟 Johnny 比大不一样。Johnny 原来每天抽三盒。
He was a 3-pack-a-day man.
英文里根据抽烟的多少可以把人分为
social smoker,
偶尔抽着玩的人
light smoker,
烟瘾不大的人
heavy smoker,
烟瘾很大的人还有
chain smoker,
一根接一根抽的人。Johnny 显然就是这种人。
A hardcore smoker.
铁杆烟民。Johnny 说自己刚刚戒了11天还不能
pat myself on the back.
自满。
To pat oneself on the back.
是自我表扬、自我鼓励的意思。Daisy 接着说
I quit cold turkey, and that was pretty darn hard.
Quitting smoking takes a lot of willpower, but these days, a lot of help is available if you look for it.
My uncle tried hypnosis. A specialist tried to hypnotize him to give him the suggestion that he should stop smoking.
Did it work?
He quit for a few months, but then he fell back into his old habit.
A lot of my friends have tried nicotine patches. Nicotine is an addictive drug, and when you quit using it, you get seriously grumpy. Sometimes a patch can help reduce nicotine cravings.
戒烟需要毅力。
It takes a lot of willpower.
Daisy 说自己当年说不抽就不抽了。
To quit something cold turkey.
意思是干净利落地戒掉某种习惯。Kathy 说她叔叔曾经尝试过
hypnosis,
催眠。
Hypnosis is spelled H-Y-P-N-O-S-I-S. Hypnosis.
动词是
hypnotize, H-Y-P-N-O-T-I-Z-E.
但是只坚持了几个月就又
fell back into his old habit.
重新捡起了旧习惯。Daisy 说她很多的朋友都用
nicotine patches
尼古丁贴片减少身体对尼古丁的
cravings
指强烈的愿望，在这里呢就是指对尼古丁的瘾头。戒烟还有什么其他好办法吗？我们下次继续听。
Johnny 是个铁杆烟民 a hardcore smoker，原来呢每天都要抽三包。 Daisy 说他当年戒烟说不抽就不抽了， Quit smoking cold turkey。 Johnny 觉得戒烟确实很难， It takes a lot of willpower， 需要很大的毅力。
Yeah, definitely. Once your body is addicted to nicotine, it's pretty hard to get it out of your system.
我爷爷原来就是铁杆烟民，不过啊我天天在他烟上写吸烟有害，现在呢他每天抽三根也算是戒烟成功一半了。
It's always a good thing to have support from family and friends. Daisy is advising Johnny to participate in a therapy group so he can get support from people just like him. Let's keep listening.
礼节美语。
Daisy 和 Kathy 听说同事 Johnny 戒烟，很替他高兴。Kathy 问 Johnny 是怎么戒的呀？
What's worked so far?
Well, for starters, I saw a doctor who specializes in helping people quit smoking. The doctor recommended a therapy group that meets twice a week.
So everyone in the group is trying to quit smoking?
Yep. We were all in the same boat. We have a buddy system. If we need help, we call each other.
That's really great.
Also, the doctor recommended getting some exercise, so I started doing some cycling.I could barely make it down the street for the first couple of days, but now I'm riding as much as 10 kilometers.
原来 Johnny 专门找了一个医生指导他如何戒烟。医生建议他加入一个
therapy group
治疗小组。这个小组里的成员都是想戒烟的烟民，同病相怜。
They were all in the same boat. In the same boat.
是一个很常用的短语，意思是处境相同。另外，医生还建议他锻炼身体，骑自行车。
When you quit smoking, you also have to change your lifestyle. I had to stop drinking too much beer, because when I drank, it made me want to smoke. I started eating more fruits and vegetables, and I cut down on red meat.
Yeah, that makes sense. Change your diet, change your lifestyle, start a new you.
So far, the toughest time is when I'm hanging out with friends in clubs, bars, or KTVs.
I guess you'll just have to chew a lot of gum.
Daisy 说戒烟的一部分就是要改变生活习惯，比如她自己原来爱喝啤酒，一喝啤酒呢就自然而然地想抽烟，所以为了戒烟她索性连酒也少喝了，而且开始多吃蔬菜水果，并且
cut down on red meat
少吃红肉。
To cut down on something
是减少的意思。
Red meat
红肉包括猪肉、牛肉、羊肉等，跟 red meat 相对的是鸡肉和鱼肉等
white meat。
Johnny 说最痛苦的时候是跟朋友到夜总会和酒吧那种地方去，周围抽烟的人太多，诱惑太大。医生曾经建议他不要让自己的手和嘴闲着，嚼口香糖、喝水、吹口哨，或者干脆手里拿根笔都行。
I applaud your efforts to quit. I'm sure you'll be much happier in the long run.
Yeah, a couple years from now, you'll look back and wonder how you could have ever been a smoker.
I hope so, because it's been pretty tough.
Don't worry. There is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks, guys.
最后 ,Kathy 和 Daisy 鼓励 Johnny 一定要坚持。Daisy 说
,There is a light at the end of the tunnel.
隧道尽头能看到光明。类似中文里说的曙光就在前面。
戒掉不好的习惯就靠毅力，戒烟戒酒啊，都是一样。
Yep, the key is to be persistent. It applies to everything.
问事开头难，接下去就好了。Speaking of which, I think it's time that you should start working on your sweets addiction.
Meh, I also exercise every day, unlike some people.
哈，算了，不跟你拼，咱们现在啊，再来学个词儿。
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的是
dress code. Dress is spelled D-R-E-S-S, dress. Code, C-O-D-E, code. Dress code.
Dress code, 着装要求。
Under Iran's Islamic dress code, women are required to cover their entire body in public.
根据伊朗的伊斯兰教着装要求，妇女在公共场合必须把身体遮盖得严严实实的。美国伊利诺伊州一个学生因为身穿美国海军陆战队 T 恤衫 T 恤衫上画着两支枪的图案被学校指责违反着装标准
The student's father asked the school district to reconsider its dress code after the incident
事发后学生的父亲要求学校所在的校区重新考虑对学生的着装要求好今天我们学习的词是
Dress code Dress codeDress code.
Yeah, different workplaces have different dress codes. I'm so glad we don't have any.
Yeah, I mean, I still want to dress up for work, though. I feel like when I'm dressed in business professional clothes, I'm more productive. Dressing the part really makes a difference.
Yeah, that's true. If I'm wearing something casual...I feel like I should be outside exploring the city.
We will have plenty of opportunities for that this weekend. Now let's move on to our last segment of the day.
来听今天的美国习惯用语 make a dent in.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第832讲，我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson。
第一次用信用卡的人都会觉得这简直太方便了，身上不用带现金就能想买什么就买什么。可是别忘了，刷卡也是花钱，银行账户里要有足够的存款，账单来的时候才不会陷入被动。我侄女就是第一次有了自己的信用卡，兴奋得忘乎所以。结果付不起账单，欠了信用卡公司很多钱，只好节衣缩食，用了整整一年的时间才慢慢还上。这倒让我想起了今天要学的习惯用语，叫做
make a dent in. Dent is spelled D-E-N-T. Make a dent in.
名词 dent 在中文里是凹痕的意思。
Make a dent in something.
这个习惯用语的意思就是取得初步进展。从刚才我侄女的信用卡的例子里，我们就能看到，要还清信用卡债务有多困难。
It is very difficult to make a dent in credit card debt.
所以一定不能大意。生病总是难免的，特别是冬天，大家可能都有过类似的经历。在家歇几天病假，回去上班的时候，会发现很多工作都在等着自己处理。让我们听听下面例子里这个可怜人是怎么说的。
After being home with the flu for a week, I finally returned to the office. I can't believe how much I missed. I've already spent 2 days trying to catch up on the pile of paperwork on my desk, but I've barely made a dent in it. There's still a lot more I need to do.
这个人抱怨说，因为流感在家歇了一个星期的病假，真没想到短短一个星期会积累下这么多的工作。我花了整整2天的时间处理桌子上堆积如山的文件，但是好像一点也不见少，还是有一大堆需要处理。
我呀，特别理解他的感受。前不久，我去墨西哥度了一个星期的假，没带电脑，结果回来后，信箱里积累了好几百封电子邮件，我整整用了一个晚上的时间才基本上处理完毕。好的，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
After being home with the flu for a week, I finally returned to the office. I can't believe how much I missed. I've already spent 2 days trying to catch up on the pile of paperwork on my desk, but I've barely made a dent in it. There's still a lot more I need to do.
每年圣诞节前夕，商店里都会拥挤不堪，大家都要给亲朋好友购买礼物。对于很多人来说，这是一件躲不过去的头疼事儿。但是下面这个顾客好像却很有成就感，让我们一起听听这是为什么。
I come from a large family, so I have many people to buy for at Christmas. I'm usually rushing around in stores until the last minute, but this year is different.I'm really making a dent in my shopping list. Now I only have to pick up a few more presents and then I'll be ready.
我来自一个大家庭，圣诞节要给很多人买礼物。往年我都要等到最后一分钟才匆忙跑到店里去采购。但是今年不同，购物清单上的很多东西都已经买齐了，如今只剩下几件东西，我就万事大吉了。
真是好样的，加油。最近我们那个社区突然出现了很多胡乱涂鸦、破坏公物的情况。虽然警察局增派警力加强巡逻，但是丝毫没有改善。
It hasn't made a dent in it.
好的，我们再来听一下上面的例句。
I come from a large family, so I have many people to buy for at Christmas. I'm usually rushing around in stores until the last minute.But this year is different. I'm really making a dent in my shopping list. Now, I only have to pick up a few more presents, and then I'll be ready.
有些事情不能够操之过急。比如说，我女儿念书的那所学校里，去年学生阅读考试的成绩普遍下降。校长决定使用一套新教材，整整花了一年的时间。
The teachers finally made a dent in test scores.
老师们终于帮助学生提高了考核的成绩。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是魏然。
Washer Doug Johnson.
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲。谢谢各位的收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time.
我们下次节目再见。
Running has worked, Mike. I see you're making a dent in losing your beer belly.
Why, thank you, Yangling. When you are ready to make a dent in those love handles, you are free to come with me.
Oh, can't stand you.
Yeah, whatever.
好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议，或者呢想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Yay!
怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背得头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目电视节目单元的终极课程。Will 和 Jane 在约会时聊天，谈到了 sitcom， 也就是 situation comedy， 情景喜剧。
Hey Winnie, have you ever watched any American sitcoms?
我以前啊看过 Friends， 六人行，这算是个 sitcom 吧。
That's right. Now let's see what sitcoms Will and Jane like to watch.
So Jane, I know that you like watching reality TV, but what about sitcoms?
I used to watch Friends religiously. I cried when it went off the air in 2004.
Oh yeah, Friends was a really popular sitcom. But wasn't it pretty unrealistic? None of the characters worked very often, but they had a huge apartment in New York City.
Who cares? Sitcoms are supposed to be funny. They're not supposed to be like real life.
原来啊 ，Jane 也是六人行的粉丝哎。他说的对 ，sitcom 追求的就是搞笑好玩，谁会在乎情节的真实性呢？哎，对了 ，Professor Jane 说他以前 watch Friends religiously， 这是什么意思啊
？It means she was very serious about watching the show.
哦，我明白了。如果做什么事情是本着 religiously 的态度呢，就表明啊你是雷打不动，一直在很认真的做。Jane 看六人行啊。一定是集集都看。他还说啊 ,2004 年这个节目 went off the air, 停播的时候啊他都哭了呢。
Exactly. Winnie, the opposite of off the air is on the air. You could say Friends was so popular that it was able to stay on the air for 10 seasons.
哦、oh, off the air, 反义词呢就是 on the air, 也就是播出的意思。
Why did you like Friends so much? Did you think it was really funny?
Yeah, it was really funny, but it also had a great storyline. All the different episodes were part of the same plot.
That's true. I also thought that the dialogue was really good, too.
Oh, yeah, the dialogue was great. I thought everything the characters said to one another was really funny.
So, Winnie, what did Jane like so much about Friends?
她说啊，六人行的 storyline, 故事情节特别好。每集的内容相互联系，让整个节目啊有 one plot， 一个完整的故事梗概。
That's right. But Will has a different reason for liking the show, right?
对 ，Will 喜欢里面的 dialogue 对话，他觉得啊这些对话特别好玩。
The other thing that made Friends so good was the cast. All the actors were perfect for their characters.
Oh yeah, the casting was really great. The actor who played Ross did a great job. He was hilarious.
Really? I didn't think he was the funniest. My favorite character was Joey.
Joey was pretty good, but not as funny as Ross. And the relationship between Ross and Rachel was really romantic, too.
It was kind of romantic, but it got old.
Will 和 Jane 都觉得六人行的 cast, 演员阵容啊选得很好。
That's right.But what does Will say about the relationship between Ross and Rachel on the show?
Will 说 Ross 和 Rachel 的恋爱的确挺浪漫的，可是后来就 got old 了。Professor, 这是不是说啊，这些情节老演老演就变得没劲儿了？
Right. It means the plot lost its original appeal because it is too long or gets repeated too many times. For example, when I first heard Craig's joke, I thought it was funny.But after he told it 10 times, it got old.
What about you, Will? Do you like sitcoms?
Not anymore. Ever since the series finale of Friends, I haven't found any other sitcoms that I really like.
Really? So what kind of programs do you watch on TV now?
Lately, I've gotten really into more serious shows, like crime dramas.
Huh? 自从六人行的 series finale, 大结局播完以后 ,Will 就再没找到好看的 sitcom.
That's right.Winnie, you can use the word finale in other contexts. For example, at the end of the Olympics, there is always a big finale with lots of fireworks.
奥运会的闭幕式啊，也可以叫 finale. Will 说他现在喜欢看 crime dramas. 这又是什么节目呢？
Listen next time to find out.
这次的美